Nico Todd's Songwriting Journal, April. The wait. It's the scent of you and coffee that makes me stop and look up. Your blue cat eyes ask a question before offering another cup. I know we aren't alone here. I know you've got a job to do. I know you're supposed to wait on me, but I've been waiting on you. I'm not a guy who's used to waiting. I'm not a guy who's likely to stay, but something tells me, baby, that you'll be worth the wait. I'm waiting for those big red lips to tell me what I already know. I'm waiting for those busy fingers to show me where to go. I'm not a guy who's used to waiting. I'm not a guy who's likely to stay, but something tells me, baby, that you'll be worth the wait. I'll take another cup of that coffee. I'll inhale that sexy perfume. I'll stare into those sad blue eyes until they glance around the room. Honey, I'm still here. There's your answer. Baby, I'm gonna fill you up. Honey, I'm still here. There's your answer. So pour me another cup. I'm not a guy who's used to waiting. I'm not a guy who usually stays, but something tells me, baby, that you'll be worth the wait. Yeah, something's telling me, honey, that you'll be worth the wait. You're so worth the wait. Welp, apparently a lot of caffeine and no sex makes me a little bit country. Maybe I'll just sell this one. Fuck that. Who am I kidding? I don't want anyone else touching this woman, and I don't want anyone else singing about her either. I'll work on this. With a simple chord progression and a catchy melody, maybe it actually will be worth the wait. Fuck you, celibacy. Chapter 1. Nico. 1 month. That's how long I've been waiting. I look up from my notebook and see Kat chatting with a couple at another table as she gives them their check. She glances over at me, mid-sentence, catching me just as my gaze lifts from the curve of her perfect ass up to her stunning blue eyes. I swear, even in this amber-hued lighting, they sparkle. At least when they're locked with mine. Okay, maybe they blaze with exasperation and bewilderment sometimes, but it's hot. I give her an innocent shrug and grin that makes her lose her train of thought. She shakes her head, forcing her red lips to frown at me while giving me a dismissive, "I can't with you right now" wave, and turns her attention back to her other customers. You can with me, Kat. You will. I don't get why you haven't yet, but you can and you will.
Kat, I may have studied to be on the wrong side of the camera because I am the Meryl Streep of acting like I don't want to lock myself in a closet with Nico Todd and lick him all over. I can feel his beautiful brown eyes on me as I walk away, but I'm not going to look back at him. If I look back at him, he'll think I'm flirting. And I'm not flirting. I'm just a really awesome waitress who obsesses about the well-being and voice and eyelashes and butt and hands and full lips of all my customers. I check in with my other table to see if these non-Nico people want anything else and quickly glance over my shoulder at him. He's scribbling in his notebook, not looking at me. Good. Why should he? But praise the Disney gods, he grew up good. I wasn't a huge fan of that wizard show, always more of a movie nerd, but I watched the first season if I was at home when it was on. I was 13, and my friends had pictures of Shane Miller and Nico Todd up in their lockers. I may have had Annie Leibovitz portraits and stills from Ken Burns documentaries taped to mine, but I had eyes and hormones. Still do.